What's up, everybody? This is the 006 40s at NYC, a 137 pickup game. A bunch of DJs came through, a meeting with Terrell Owens. I went to the Goodwill to do some shopping. So just a really fun weekly B. I hope you go check it out on YouTube.com/GaryBEE. YouTube.com/GaryBEE. Weekly B, 006 podcast people. Go check it.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's up, everyone? In today's episode, Gary sits down with two guys in El Paso, Texas. He answers some of their questions about unhappiness, small businesses, and not doing it for the money. So make sure to hit us up and leave a review to let us know what you thought, and I hope you enjoy.
What's good?
Aaron, how are you? My name's Drew.
Nice to meet you. What's up,
bro? Munsu.
Nice to meet you, bro. Thanks.
I brought this for you.
Thank you, bro.
I just started my own clothing brand, and he manufactures it all in L.A., actually. He came down just for the show, but...
Thank you, bro.
I forgot my book, bro, on my living room table, and, like, I don't know if there's a Barnes & Noble here, but I just wanted to say, bro, it changed me and my pop's life.
I appreciate
that, because, like, my pop's is Asian, you feel me?
And yes.
Like, he watches you via the Instagram, whatever.
Yes.
And even though his English is up to par, he likes the fact that you still have that New York mentality.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people are like, bro, Gary's an asshole. I'm like, nah, bro, it's just that New York, like, bro, are you really going to pay $3,000 and live in a 500 square foot and not get money? You know, and my dad's like, I respect that he actually is passionate and wants everybody to see the reality of it. Like, bro, just work hard.
Yeah, hard work is.
People who complain, bro, like, you could be dead. You could be in jail. You could be in the worst circumstance, bro.
Yeah.
On a project in Flushing, Queens.
Yeah. So, like. Yeah, you know, to
I
me,
you, bro.
I appreciate that. You know. Like people that think I'm an asshole are just in a bad spot. Because nothing coming out of my mouth is even remotely close to that.
You're just being honest, bro.
Which is really helping. Because people are racking up credit card debt and just like living in fucking fantasy land. You know, on some I want to look good in front of my friend shit.
Our generation is worse, bro.
Of course.
This does not help.
That's the excuse.
Exactly.
When we were your generation, we were worse too. You're more insecure when you're young. Podcast, what's good? Do you eat food? That is a very simple question I have for you. Do you eat food? Now, if that food happens to be gourmet stuff, like delicious olive oils or cookies or that kind of random shit, then you need to go to yummytex.com. Yummy. YUMMYtex.com. Gourmet foods at ridiculous discounts, just like WineTex, but for olive oils, pastas, hot sauces, mustards, and other exotic candies and such. YummyTex.com, the best place to buy gourmet food at ridiculously low prices.
That's not doing anything. Like, I'm older than him. He had fucking BET and AOL Messenger, and I had fucking magazine. It's all the same shit. You're either insecure or not. You either give a fuck about other people's opinion and you live by that, or you don't. It doesn't matter if you have fucking Instagram or MTV.
True.
You know? That's the thing that's worse is that things have gone so well in America for so long, people forgot. That's
the same shit, new toys.
Same shit. Same shit forever. I really don't want people to say I'm an asshole.
It's
I know why they say it. I'm suffocating people's bullshit.
And they don't like that, bro.
It's the worst feeling.
It's the worst feeling.
When you fucking poke at somebody's zit, it fucking hurts. You know, like, it fucking hurts. I get it. But that's how you help. Like, your best crew of friends usually are the ones who make fun of you the most. Because you get cozy. Yeah, and you get cozy. You know, that's why they're your homies. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm sorry that I don't want you to buy a BMW when you can't afford it. I'm not trying to, like, people are like, you don't want anybody to have fun. I'm like, please listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying don't go to Coachella when you can't afford it. Gary, you say don't drink $6 coffees. No, I don't. I say don't buy $6 coffees and complain that you don't have money. There's a good way to get money. Stop buying $6 coffees and buy 25 cent water. Zero water.
Or just like, be efficient, bro. Look at the pods. Like, bro, if you're really spending $6 a day, you could figure out easier routes to get your fix.
And here's my thing. Somebody sent me a great email. It was really thoughtful. and they were like, I'm in debt, I'm happy, because I'm getting, I'm like, that's amazing. I'm not talking to you. Like, if you're pumped to go to the ground, 80,000 in debt, like, mazel tov. I'm pumped. Are you happy? I'm talking to people who are unhappy. The ones that play happy on social. The ones that play happy in the office. You know, the ones that play happy. If you're acting happy, I don't want you to, because I know where that shit leads. Bad fucking places. Bad places.
Is this your first time in El Paso?
Yes.
I think it is, yeah.
First time.
I'm very excited for your, I've never done like a meet and greet before. Like I did Ty Lopez, like I dropped off my little brother like 6 years ago to Ty Lopez's first event and I waited in the car. And I was like, bro, like I don't understand the ideology of somebody else yelling at me to how to make money.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. But like years later, like I've learned to learn a lot from other people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm. That makes any sense. Yeah, of course.
I don't know, bro. I really fuck with you.
I appreciate that, bro. I'm glad you're here.
There's a lot of people who are genuine about what they do.
I agree.
You get what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't think...
Especially of your stature.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Money or title or whatever, bro, it's hard to find genuine people who actually want others to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I genuinely believe that selflessness and admiration as a selfish act is more rare than other things. I know why I'm liked. I like being liked. Like, it's not super complicated. Like, I don't want the money. I don't want to, like flex on people. That doesn't get me going. Not that, by the way, honestly, I have no judgment for anything I talk about. Do you? Here's the difference. You're DMing me at 1 a.m, drunk as fuck, sad.
People do that, bro?
People do that 100,000 times a week.
I always wonder that for both of you. When I hit you, I was like, yo, if you guys ever need clothes, let me know. And you were like, yeah, bro, we're busy. We'll link up one day. And I'm like, we're linking up now, which is cool. But it trips me out in the aspect of, like, people really hit you at 1 a.m. with the
That's how I know how to talk about shit.
That's true.
I didn't live with envy of product. I never bought a fancy thing in my life. So I didn't know. I didn't know that people, if you think when I was 30, let alone 18, that I knew that people bought shit to make themselves feel better? I didn't know that. I just started reading my fucking messages. There's people that literally, my number one favorite thing to do right now is when somebody shits on me in the comments.
And then DMs you after.
Well, it's better than that. I'll look and then I'll go into DM and they DM me 3 months ago telling me all, like it's just so obvious. Like hate is pain.
Can't love yourself or you're not gonna get nowhere in life.
Hate is pain. So yeah, it's super funny. Like, this guy's full of shit. Bloop, DM, 8 weeks later. Bro, you've completely unlocked my happiness. Can I work for you for free? Like, you're my hero.
I'm dead.
Lack of patience, insecurity. It's all the same shit. It's all the same shit.
I'm telling you, bro, you have time, bro. When I was your age, I didn't know if I was going to make
it. How old are you?
I'm 26.
You're 46?
26.
Fuck, I was like, you're the best looking 46 year old. You see my face?
But my dad's 56 and I can't wait, bro. I can't wait to be 56. I'm going to look great.
It's funny to hear a 26 year old say when you're my, you know, when I was, when your age.
Nah, but you got to realize, bro, like 15, I caught a case.
No, I get it.
So it's like,
I get it. When
you be where he's at.
Listen, 100%, like, I get it. I understand that. There's a lot of kids that grow up never thinking they're going to see 21.
Yeah, I feel like
I can't believe I turned 26 and bought a chain, bro.
Yeah, once I like realized, like when I started my business 3 years ago, like with the sneaker store and everything, like, my grandpa was the one that like he started a business like from basically nothing to huge. I don't know if you ever heard of Helm of Troy. It's like a beauty product company. He started that.
That's cool.
So,
I know,
like,
it.
He
it's
really
awesome.
Like motivated me to like start something, and then that's like, basically what happened. So that's like how I learned like that mentality, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm so much younger than most people when they first learn this, so. I can really like grow from that also. I'm like, I can make the mistakes now when someone's making it like 10 years later.
That's what happened with me. You know, I lived that life. I understand it. I learned shit that I use now running our company at 15.
Mm-hmm. It's really like, you just have to like change your mentality on everything. Like, why do you have to wait until you after college to get a job or somewhere to start working?
now it's feasible and cool. You can't imagine
it's how. It's like the easiest way, like right now, like you can make money off just Instagram posts. Like you don't even have to leave your house.
Bro, if I fucking had the internet when I was your age, I'd own the Jets, the Knicks, and fucking something else. You know, like
I want you to know, I want you to know, bro, the day I pray that I keep saving and working the way I do, because the day, bro, you ever say, oh, now it's, oh, the Knicks is mine, the Jets is mine, I'm pulling up. Security for sure is going to fight me. I don't even want a photo or none. I'm going to bring some bread and go, hey, give me 0.00. I don't know what the increment bought it for, bro.
Get that.
I have a duffel. I just need some seats, bro.
That Jay-Z ownership.
I just need some seats, bro.
Where's the shop?
It's like 10 minutes from here. It's on like the main street, Mesa area. So, I mean, after, if you guys aren't...
Yeah, well, we'll see where we're at. We'll see where we're at. It's fucking 10 p.m. at home and...
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're on New York time, right?
We're going to 3 a.m.
Well, we're flying back tonight because I have to be in the office at 10 a.m. 12 hours from now, I'll be in Vayner's headquarters.
Where's your guys' headquarters?
Hudson Yards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I went there this summer. Because I spend the summer in New York with my like, grandparents there and stuff.
That's cool.
So I'm going to try and get like an internship out there this summer.
You should hit us up.
Yeah, I mean like... Yeah.
We're doing something super fresh with 1:37 p.m. We're about to get serious about it.
I didn't know like if I should ask you or not. But, well, yeah, like, I'm
asked for you.
To work for you guys.
Okay,
he's
cool.
The most polite kid I've ever met in my whole life.
It's nice. Good parenting.
It's impeccable.
And so what, you live where?
And then he flew down for just for the show.
And you guys have been connected for how long?
Well, I went to play for the Grammys last year, and I met him that weekend, and we started working on the samples for the Sodi, and then there. And then now I'm selling at my first store in New York. We're almost sold out of like around like almost like 50 hoodies there. It's in Soho. It's called Blue and Cream.
Blue and Cream.
I don't know if you ever heard of it, but yeah. So that's where we've been selling it for now. And then I think probably in the Hamptons this summer we'll do a pop up at one of their like open spaces that they have. So.
It's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
His mom did a hair in Coven.
Oh, is that right?
I've known him for like a really long time.
Coven's the best. Such a good human.
She was telling me to mention it too because
that's awesome.
Like, I just realized that like he worked with you.
Yeah, so. He's the best. He runs our studio. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're right.
Yeah, that's where I go to high school.
Oh shit! Wild.
Is that where you went?
Yeah, it's 3,000 kids at the high school. Like it's not, like almost like 700 kids in my grade. And like,
damn, really?
Yeah, it's a really big school.
Yeah, damn, I hear that. I'm like, man, that's a nice little market size to do some business. I would have been pumped if I had that many kids. I would have sold some more baseball cards.
It's different though here. Like, there's like a lot of poverty because of Mexico. Like, kids from in my class that we like come from Mexico every day. So it's like, it's also like we started our own foundation and we partnered with Jordan Brand like around like 2 years ago, and then they honored me 3 years ago in New York for starting my foundation.
Well, good for you.
So I got the Wings Award for that.
That's
and
neat.
Then, like, usually around every year they send us a few hundred pairs to give away to shelters here and orphanages and stuff. And then with our own money, like since I still live with my parents and stuff,
of course,
we use all the profit of the business to buy shoes for the foundation and everything.
It's awesome. Good for you, bro.
Thank you.
Really good shit.
Thank you.
So what are you gonna do as you continue to evolve? How are you thinking about it now?
I just want to see like what doors can open for me in my future. Well, right now, like, I'm just working really hard like to get into Michigan because
that's where you want to go.
That's where both my parents worked also.
That's awesome.
So I really want to
go. That's the focus there.
And then like I'll try to
take it from there
to the business school, I guess. Or
Steve Ross.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, I toured it like a month ago, so like that a lot. And then I'm just gonna have to see like what happens from there.
Well, if you intern with us this year, I'll have Ross come by and say what's up, and then you'll
that'd be amazing,
charisma him, and then you'll be locked in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You want to grab a photo?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you so much.
And if you're hungry, there.
Yeah, can you eat this shit? Because I'm supposed to be fasting.
All
right. Oh, you're a real one.
1, 2, 5, 10. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bro.
Bro, it's the all work right. Life.
1, 2, 5. Beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much, man. Really
real pleasure, Drew.
Do you have any tips for me as a small business owner?
It's not, you know what's funny? I never killed myself. I liked it so much.
I enjoy
much.
It, though.
Yeah.
I like being a foreman.
Everyone's like, you burned. I'm like, no, I didn't. I liked it.
I don't work.
I'm like, you want to play video games and watch Netflix, and I want to, like, ideate on my business. It's creative. I like it.
So I'm not weird that I like spreadsheets and like doing my math and like calculating my account.
Of course not. Most people like stuff. But for some reason, they either put things on a pedestal or demonize it. Like, I don't understand why people can't just understand it's a self-awareness game. Like, I don't want to be a starving artist, but somebody who loves the fuck out of it, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, right? Like, and then don't come at me because I love working. Like, what are you doing? Like, it brings me joy. Like, I just don't understand demonizing people's joy. So what would I say to you? I would say nothing beats loving the process. That's why I'm 45, I love it. Bro, when I tell you, like you've said two things already, bro, I've never, ever, ever thought about the money. For real, for real, for real. And I lived it. Like people like, yeah, like, you know, back to like, I'm like, but I lived it. I worked every fucking day until I was 34 years old for my dad and left with nothing. Zero. Like, you know, and then I started a company with my 11-year younger brother. I had all the leverage and we went 50-50. Right? And like I just, if you love your game, you've won. It will all be there. I've never had more leverage to make money and I've never been cooler and I'm fucking 44. And that's not what you think at 26. How old are you?
I'm 16.
That's not what you're thinking at 26 and 16. When I was 26 and 16, 44 was dead, old, fucking.
No, I can't wait till I'm 44, bro.
Fair enough, but like, I remember being 22, coming to my dad's liquor store, my cousin was 30, and I was like, this dude's old. You know? Like, when you're, like, 30 feels real fucking old to you, right? Real life.
I can't wait. Okay,
it's old.
I don't know, I guess I can't wait till I'm 40 because I know the position that I'll be in, I can do more work. Because in 14 years, I'll be where
you're 16.
Yeah,
it's 26. I'm 36. It's pretty interesting.
Like, I'm pissed that I'm not 46 right now. I'm 44. I feel 46. I would say two things. You have to figure out how to always love the fuck out of it, and you have to fight for that and leave money on the table to be happy. And then two, you have to reverse engineer what you want. Everybody's like, all my, like professionally, in my street, in my uniform as a professional, I want to buy the Jets. So I sell a piece of my business to the Dolphins owner. So I go into partnership with the Vikings owner on Call of Duty in Minnesota. Like, what do you want? And go backwards. The problem is everybody just wants money. And they want the money to buy something.
I'm just trying to pop this house, but I hear you.
That's what it is. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that either. The thing with that is when you create that kind of short-term goal, you stay within that box.
No, to me, I feel like because being in the projects and having my parents be the Korean immigrants that they were, I respect my pop because they run a janitorial company. So I've been cleaning the floor since like 7 years old, all the way to
work ethic. Yeah.
Everybody's like, bro, you're super money focused. I'm like, bro, I love what I do.
Yeah,
I think I'm money focused because I never want to be back.
Yeah, of course. But that, to me, I'll tell you, I really...
Do you think that'll limit me? Just really
100%. 100%. I would argue that that's what held my dad back. My dad got to a place where he was in a good spot, and his fear to go back to dirt capped him. I, on the other hand, want to go to dirt. I love the dirt. I fucking love the dirt. I'm not scared to go to zero. I'll go to zero and get shit on by everybody. See, Gary Vee was full of shit, and sit there and read every one of those comments and be like, I'll see you. I'll see you when I'm 68. You know? Now, I don't do things that put me in that kind of position to lose it all. I save too much, but, what just happened? But, people are funny.
Yeah, you wanna give this guy a ticket?
Who? So let me get this straight. Dude just cracked.
Yeah, I was with
the first year we went.
I went with Migos. I met up with them once I got there, and then I think I saw you like talking to Benjamin Kicks.
Oh yeah.
He's the one who actually, he came to El Paso one day, and Lil Yachty had a concert, and that's like when they were very close.
Yeah.
And then he, kept texting like, come to the store, come to the store. So Yachty finally came, then we just built like a great relationship from there. Like, I don't know if they're close anymore, but like we just became like really good friends. And, like, he's been helping me a lot with like business and stuff. And like, he's a really good guy also. Like, I'm sure you know because you met him, but he's different.
Yeah, we haven't met. We talk a lot. We haven't chopped up yet, but I really like his vibes. But
he was talking great about you. Like, before I even told him that like you were coming to town, he was like talking about you. I was with him in Atlanta like 2 weeks ago. And he was talking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we might go down there in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think he's like about to release his album and stuff.
You go into you gonna try to get to Chicago for All Star Weekend or no?
No, not this year because like I've just been traveling so much with school. But usually I go. Like, I was just thinking about it the other day at the Phoenix All Star Game. I think it was like 2009. I met Kobe, and I like I found the ball there and signed it. That was crazy. Like, I was walking out of my hotel.
You were five?
Yeah, I was like really young.
No, you were, wait, bro, 2009, you were five, bro.
Yo, that's a trip, bro. Wow.
It was a little bit later, right?
2011, too. Yeah. It was one of those, but like, it was
when you were seven. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. When you were a big dog. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Have you started looking at sports cards yet?
I actually bought a Kobe rookie card from like I bought it with my dad a few days ago.
I really, really, really think you sneaker, you know, clothing like culture kids are about to get really into sports cards. Every skill set that
Yeah, yeah. I got a like, Zion signed one the other day also that I bought because that's
you
one.
Bought it.
That's good.
I think if you really, really look at the skill sets that you guys have had to like win, hustler, culture, all that. Being right about what's gonna pop, intuition, like where's it moving? I bought 50 LeBron rookie cards last April, May, June at $1,000 a pop. They're 4,000 now.
Yeah.
Like what? You can.
It's like honestly a bigger investment now than sneakers.
Like, oh, I think it's a way better investment than sneakers because if you bet hard and you know what you're doing, like for example, I fucked up. I was super hot on Lamar Jackson's game. I didn't think he was gonna do what he did this year. But I was like, that was a really interesting rookie year. I like what they're doing there in Baltimore. I know football well. So I told my trainer, Mike Vacanti, to buy a bunch of Lamars in August when I took the last couple weeks off. He didn't. We like literally did a walk one day, like we work out 7 days a week, so sometimes we'll take a day or two of rest. So it was just a walk day. We just walked a couple miles and we were just talking. And I was like, Mike, you know I'm always right about this shit. Like fucking do this, sports cards, sports cards, sports cards. He's like, all right, what do you think? He's a big Vikings fan. I'm like, let's go hard on Dalvin Cook. You love him. So he had a good year. Those went up. But I was like, Lamar. Because I was buying a ton of Darnolds, which are down because he didn't have a good year. But I was like, Lamar. Those went from 30 to 300.
What made you see the whole trend of sports cards?
Dang, I know my Pokemon games.
Pokemon cards are fresh. I don't need, you know, we talked about this earlier. It's like, I just consume so much internet talk that it just, I'm trying to remember what really got me going. It was definitely it was 2 Augusts ago where I got real hot.
2018, right?
Mm-hmm. That's when I bought all those Giannis's before the beginning of last year. Yeah, there was like a year before where I was fucking bullshitting. Fuck man, if I went hard. Dude, I'm telling you right now, it's super real.
Yeah.
You got me thinking, like with cards, there's no like, the value doesn't go down with reissues and retros. Like it does with sneakers. And they're more, I feel like it's easier to verify than sneakers too.
Well, first of all, there's the companies you send them in, they get graded, and they, you know, not that. Those are companies that make it.
Oh,
there's
authenticators.
That's right. PSA, SGC,
yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
on Pokemon's exploded.
Bro.
Real money.
I think
the same thing that makes you say Virgil's about to go, right? Yeezys are about to go. Like this collab, you know, this Nike collab is about to go. The same intuition when you know the market. If you know sports, like Luka, I was so right about Luka. I was so right, and even like fun stuff. Like I was really hot almost a year ago on De'Aaron Fox. He's been banged up this year. So like some of my friends on Twitter, acquaintances or people I don't even know, like shitting on me, like, oh, that's cool that you said Luka and Giannis. Why don't you talk about De'Aaron Fox? Because it's down a little bit. I'm like, I'm buying De'Aaron Fox now. I still believe in him. He's been injured for 3 months. Gives a fuck. It's 3 months out of his whole career. Devontae Graham, in Charlotte. I love that dude. Now, on this flight here, I was doing a little homework on baseball, trying to think about who I'm going to go hard on because it's coming up.
I have a bunch of, like, I used to go, like, be, like, crazy about, like, collecting memorabilia at games and stuff, so I'd go really early and stuff, like, when I was younger. So I have, like, LeBron's shooting sleeve from, like, when he was on the Heat, and then, like, do you know Matt Kemp?
Of course. I saw Matt Kemp this weekend at our Dwayne Wade event.
Oh, really? So, yeah, like, I used to collect, like, all of them.
Yeah.
I never had Kemp with me, that was, like,
It's funny, I'm not a collector by trade.
For display, but like.
The biggest thing that's happening with sports cards is gambling. You can buy a $300 pack of cards and pull a $200,000 Zion.
Yeah.
Gambling.
Betts is selling them now too, which makes it like a bigger, like easier to buy. And you can
like for cards?
And cooler. Yeah. And cooler. And this cooler.
Is, I just found a picture of the Zion and I got it like 2 days ago.
It was like
9.5. Beckett.
It's like a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah, the fact that this is even on your phone and that like, it's like everything I just heard about you, it's just exactly what I knew was gonna happen 2 years ago. And you know this, because you've been hearing me, I've been chirping. It's a foregone conclusion. It's gonna happen. There's real money to be made in it.
And it's like, it hasn't really like started to pick up a lot yet. So it's
correct.
Like a good time to like, I'm gonna talk to my dad about it tonight too.
Do some real homework. Spend like 50 hours in eBay and StockX. Like really know it. I'm trying to convince all my friends that gamble to get into it because they love they love watching sports with extra juice, so they gamble. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, that's a 50-50 proposition of you losing everything or doubling. I'm like, LeBron's 4X'd for me. It's LeBron. You knew, like it's LeBron. It's not like you knew that the Lakers were going to gear up this year. They made the trades. You knew they were going to get somebody, whether it was Kawhi. First of all, you thought it could be Anthony Davis and Kawhi. He gets another title. It's LeBron. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So Dean, take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's reviews, Keeping It Real and Best Podcast Ever, written in by JS Blocks and Rigo13B say, love Gary and the content he brings to the pod. He stays true to who he is and shares some great information. Love it. Keep it up. And secondly, for life advice, from social media marketing advice to business advice, Gary V has it all. Never have I heard another podcast that gives such a tremendous amount of free value. The GOAT. Thank you both so much for writing in. And remember, keep leaving reviews because yours could be next.